The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 163, Homesick for Ireland. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, your now weekly guide to the best independent Celtic music online. You just heard Beth Patterson and Patrick O'Flaherty with Adner's Fancy from their album Caelic. And I've got a great show for you today. I polled some people over on Facebook asking, you know, what are some of the songs and tunes that you think would make you homesick for Ireland? So I dedicate this show for those people who love Irish and Celtic music and, you know, kind of want to go back. They feel the draw. But first, I want to let you know this show is brought to you by Celtic Invasion Vacations. Experience travel like you've never done before. On one of my Celtic Invasion vacations, you will enjoy a small, friendly group that is one-third the size of most tour groups. Smile, laugh, and sing along as you enjoy exotic sights around the world and make wonderful friends and new memories. Join me in June 2015 when we explore County Donegal and the Giant's Causeway. This exciting trip will take us to one of the most unvisited parts of Ireland, where glorious secret treasures await. Subscribe to the mailing list and join the invasion at CelticInvasion.com. I will be releasing the basic itinerary within days. Let's play some music. Next up is Inishere with The Star Above the Garter, The Butterfly, Dusty Miller, From the Pub to the Fair.
Seeing Shaw down, but in she went, and I asked no rent from the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Garrity Cay, and from Galway to Dublin town. Now, may that seem like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Sunday clothes, with my shoes shone bright, my hat cocked right, for a smile from my nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke and no horse I'll yoke, but thrust my pal turns brown, till a smiling bride by my own fireside, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, and from Galway to Dublin town, oh, may that seem like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. From Bantry Bay up to Derry Cay, and from Galway to Dublin town, now may that seem like the sweet Colleen that I met at the county down. Thank you.
60, my dear and loving son John. Your good friend, the schoolmaster Pat McNamara, is so good as to write these words down. Your brothers have all gone to find work in England. The house is so empty and sad, and the crop of potatoes is sorely infected, a third to a half of them bad. And your sister Bridget and Patrick O'Donnell are gone to be married in June. And your mother says not to work on the railway and be sure to come on home soon. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1870, dear and loving son John. Hello to your missus and to your four children, may they grow to be healthy and strong. Our Michael has gotten a wee bit of trouble, I suppose that he never will learn. And because of the dampness, there's no turf to speak of, and now there is nothing to burn. And Bridget is happy, you named a child for her, you know she has six of her own. And you say you found work, but you don't say what kind, and when will you be coming home? Kilkelly, Ireland, 1880, Michael and John, my dear sons, I'm sorry to give you the very sad news that your dear old mother passed on. We buried her down at the church at Kilkelly, your brothers and Bridget were there. You don't have to worry, she died very quickly. Remember her in your prayers. And it's so good to know that Michael's returning with money he's sure to buy land, for the crops are so poor that the people are selling at whatever price that they can. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1890, my dear and loving son John. I suppose that I must be close on to 80. It's been 30 years since you're gone. And because of all of the money you've sent me, I'm still living out on my own. And Michael has built himself a fine cottage. Bridget's daughters are grown. And thank you for sending a family picture, the lovely young women and men. And you say that you might even come for a visit. What joy to see you again. Kilkelly, Ireland, 1892. My dear Brother John, I'm sorry that I didn't write any sooner to tell you that Father passed on. He was living with Bridget. She said he was cheerful and healthy right up to the end. Oh, you should have seen him playing with the grandchildren of Pat McNamara, your friend. And we buried him alongside of our mother down at the Kilkelly churchyard. Oh, he was a strong and a feisty old bugger, considering his life was so hard. And it's funny the way he kept talking about you. He called for you at the end. Why don't you think about coming to visit? We'd love to see you again.
After Inisheer was Mark Gunn and Jamie Hauser with Star of the County Down from our album How America Saved Irish Music, then came Samantha Gilogley and Tim Maurice with The Beauties of Autumn, The Road to Lisdoon Varna, and Morrison's Jig from their album Celtic Chamber Music, and Jim Brannigan with Kilkelly, Ireland by request from his album Troubadour. I don't have a whole lot of news that I'm going to share in this segment, but I do have a question for you, and I would love a good answer. So I've been publishing the Celtic Music Magazine, that is the newsletter that goes along with this podcast. I've been publishing it for, 14 years now. But I'm always looking on improving it and making it more functional and useful for you. So I'd love to know what you think I can do to make it better. Right now, I have a little bit of an introduction, a few pieces of news. And then at the end of the newsletter, I usually add new Celtic CDs that are over on CD Baby. But I don't know. Do you enjoy that? Is that something that you find interesting? I try to, highlight the bands especially who are in this podcast, but, they only come out now and then. So what do you think? Is there something else that I could do to improve it? I'd love your feedback. Email me, music@CelticMusicPodcast.com. Let's kick off some more music with Keela. This is Rachel's Reel from Lemonade and Buns. Thank you.
I walk the road from Killashandra, weary I sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. Though Ochter and the road I go once seemed beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. The autumn shades are on the leaves, the trees will soon be bare. Each red gold leaf around me seems the colors of her hair. My gaze retreats to find my feet, and once again I sigh, for the broken pools of sky remind me of the color of her eyes. At the Cavan Cross each Sunday morning, there she can be found, and she seems to have the eye of every boy in Cavan Town. If my luck will hold, I'll have the golden summer of her smile, and to break the hearts of Cavan men, she'll talk to me a while. So next Sunday evening finds me homeward, Killashandra bound, to work the week till I return to court in Cavan Town. When asked if she would be my bride, at least she'd not said no. So next Sunday morning I'll rouse myself, and back to her I'll go. As I walk the road from Killashandra, weary I sit down, for it's 12 long miles around the lake to get to Cavan Town. Though Ochter and the road I go once seemed beyond compare, now I curse the time it takes to reach my cabin girl so fair. La-da-dee.
Thank you. said the fine old woman. What did I have? This proud old woman did say.
After Keela was Seamus Kennedy with My Cabin Girl So Fair from Party Pieces. Then came Castle Bay with Lark in the Morning from Bards and Blarney. And finally, another request, Christiane Cargill with Four Green Fields from her album Metamorphosis. Now, I do want your feedback And other ways, too, you can send a voicemail message or post a comment on our Facebook fan page. Our voicemail line, though, is 678-KELT-POD. That's 678-235-8763. I got a couple of emails that I want to share this week. Matt writes, I love the new weekly format, not having to worry about wearing out the shows in a few days because a new one's just around the corner. Hoping you can manage to keep it up. And me too, Matt. So far, so good. And I need to send special thanks to Doug Strandell from Pine Island, Minnesota, who wrote, I just signed up for the Patreon account. What a great way to support you and your podcast. I love the music and usually run to the tunes a few times each week. They're fun to listen to and you have a great variety. Keep up wonderful work. Thank you so much, Doug, for supporting me through Patreon. I'm really excited about this new method for you to support the podcast, because not only do you get some cool stuff, I should point out that I updated the membership levels. So there's basically two right now, maybe three, I forget. But I've fine-tuned them. So check it out. Go to CelticMusicPodcast.com/patron and you can find out more about it. But I do appreciate all your support through Patreon, Doug. So thank you. And thanks also to the other three people who are now patrons of the podcast. Let's continue with some more music. Next up is David Hum with Cold Frosty Morning from Celtic and Bluegrass 5-String Banjo Volume 2. Thank you.
girl says, my old one, your old one, sure I haven't got a farthing. Just been back from Montreal town to see Uncle McGardle. Wouldn't lend me a half a crown to go to the Waxies Dargle.
What do you have?
I'll have a pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir.
If one of us does an order, soon we'll shack down on the boozer. Galway races, says my old one, your old one, and behind my old that's braces. Just been back from Capel Street to the Chewman Money Lander. Wouldn't give me a couple of bob for the old fella suspender.
What do you have?
I'll have a fight.
I'll have a fight with you, sir.
If one of us does an order, soon we'll be shacked out of the boozer. You're old one, my old one. We have no beef for mutton. If we go down to Montreal town, we might get a drink for nothing. Here's a nice piece of advice I got from the old fishmonger. When you see the hearse and the food is scarce, well, you know you've died of hunger.
What do you have?
I'll have a bite.
I'll have a bite with you, sir.
If one of us does an order, soon we'll be shacked out of the boozer. Go to the Waxies Dargle, says my old one, your old one, sure I haven't got a farthing. I just been back from Otto town to see Uncle McGardle. Wouldn't lend me a half a crown to go to the Waxies Dargle.
What do you have?
I'll have a pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir.
If one of us does an order, soon we'll be shacked out of the boozer.
What do you have?
I'll have a pint.
I'll have a pint with you, sir.
If one of us does an order, soon we'll be shacked out of the boozer. Does an order, so we shacked out on the boozer.
Thank you.
After David Hamm was Ice Wagon Flew with Waxy's Dargle from Off the Wagon Volume 2. And it seems like a Volume 2 thing coming on here. And then Bill Grogan's Goat with Patty's Green Shamrock Shore, another requested song from their album Second Wind. If you enjoy this show, then subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. This is our free newsletter and your guide to the latest Celtic music and podcast from news. Remember to support the artists who support this podcast, buy their CDs, download their MP3s, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish Celtic Music Podcast. I want to remind you to send me your feedback about the Celtic Music Magazine. I'd love to hear your thoughts. And I'd also love your reviews over on Stitcher and on iTunes. Post your comments and give us a good rating if you enjoy the show. If you don't, let me know how I can improve it. I would love your feedback. We're going to finish up the show with Hawp and Two Left Feet from their album, Storm and Calm. I hope you enjoyed this new episode of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, and I look forward to talking to you next week. Sláinte. podcast is produced by Mark Gunn. If you enjoy the music you heard, support the artists in this show. Buy their music, then tell your friends to visit CelticMusicPodcast.com.